We're friends from when we were 16. We started the training centre to be plumbers, and we had been close, and I would have known Anne, and Paddy would have known Jaggy, and we were fairly tight the whole way. So then, when all this happened, Paddy was a wee bit in front of me, but then we became really close, and I was saying, what's it like now? What's it like after 12 months? And I remember me asking, I says, will I still feel as bad? And he just looked at me and laughed. He says, there's no difference. It just keeps on being the same all the time. And we had that kind of thing, you know. And but I remember, he says, I said, I'm going away for the weekend or something. I was doing stuff with Rotary, and we were going to Romania or something like that. And I said, I'm going away. He says, it's going to be a nightmare when you come back. I says, why? This is where do you go on the door, and that hit me as soon as you do go on the door. I'd forgotten about what Paddy says, but when I went on the door, there was nobody there to greet you. Whilst you might have been smiling, been away, and maybe with people and all that stuff, you come in, it was just, there was nothing. It was a big emptiness, and you just slumped right down, and it was indescribable.
Yeah.
But, and it's still there maybe to a lesser degree, but it's still happening.
The thing about, I would always call down to John's house. It's funny how the whole thing came around. Like, the two of us ended up, you know, widowers, quite young. As a good thing at the start to have them, there are no two ways about it. You know, and I have a big family too, which is great. And John has a good family as well. And they all, at that time, they were there for you. Now, you couldn't talk to them the way me and John talk. You know, we've sort of lived through it type of thing, and we've known each other so long, and I know what he's thinking, and I know we can't hide anything from one another, and we just talk straight about how you feel and everything else. And anything he asked me, I told him straight how it was. Whereas when somebody else asked you that didn't go through it, you would lie. You would go, I am grand.
I immerse myself in children and their lives, and I threw myself into it. But whilst doing that, you're still, it's still so real behind the kind of facade. So that took me years just to kind of, to take it a wee bit at a time, not even get through it, just to accept it. And it's accepting it was a big problem for me. For 2 years, I was just, it's like someone had a black veil over me, and I couldn't see past that veil. It was just black. And I remember every night just lying in the dark and waking up before it gets light in the dark. And it was nothing was ever changing. But you had to get up and put on that kind of lovely facade of, that if I hadn't had my children, I wouldn't have had anything. So I hold on tight to them. I'm still living through it. So life's...
I always say to people, there's no harm in feeling sorry for yourself. You know, to be in that position and feel sorry for yourself, there's no harm in it. But it probably only will harm you if you're feeling sorry for yourself every single day.
Don't come out of it.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you need something just to get you going, get your head above water a wee tiny bit. It doesn't get any easier. 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, you learn to cope with it. But it doesn't get any easier. You know, you can move on, but you'll never forget what's happened, or you'll never forget your wife. Do you know what I mean?
It sounds like both of you have helped each other to find the light out of the dark. Is that fair to say?
I think so. Not I think so, I know so. I mean, life now is a lot more easy than it was. But if Paddy hadn't been there, I couldn't, but it would have been awful for me. It's good to have someone to kind of ground you and say, here, listen, I understand that, but here, let's move on and let's do that. And we would do that for each other. So yes, we have both helped each other get through this nightmare of a time. We're just
very good friends. The thing about it is that he knows how I feel about him. He knows how we just know each other so well. And we don't have to say anything. We just know it.